Once upon a time, in a gloomy castle on a lonely hill, where there were 13 clocks that wouldn't go, there lived a cold, aggressive duke and his niece, the Princess Sarah Linda. She was warm in every wind and weather, but he was always cold. So he wore velvet gloves, bright with rubies and diamonds. One eye wore a velvet patch, the other a monocle. He had lost one eye when he was 12 from peering into nests for birds to maul. His nights were spent in evil dreams, and his days were given to evil schemes. He would limp and cackle through the cold corridors of Coffin Castle, inventing new impossible feats for the suitors of Sarah Linda to perform. He did not wish to give her hand in marriage, since it was the only warm hand in the castle. Even the hands of his 13 clocks had all frozen on a snowy night 7 years before, so it was always 10 minutes to 5 in the castle. Travelers and mariners would look up at the lonely hill and say, "Time is frozen there, it's always there. It's never now." The cold duke was afraid of now, for now has warmth and urgency. Now might bring a shining light of gay and shining courage, while then is dead and buried. The duke believed he had slain time with his sword, and wiped his bloody blade upon its beard and left it lying there. Its springs uncoiled and sprawling, its pendulum disintegrating. The duke limped because his legs were different lengths. He would ask a suitor, "What is the difference between my legs?" And if the youth replied, "My one is shorter than the other," the duke would run him through with his sword and feed him to his geese. The suitor was supposed to say longer. Others were slain for trampling the duke's camellias, failing to praise his wines, staring too long at his gloves, or gazing too long at his niece. Some were slain for using names that start with X, or dropping spoons, or wearing rings, or speaking disrespectfully of sin. The rest were given incredible labors to perform, to win his niece's warm hand. They were told to cut a slice of the moon, or change the ocean into wine. They were set to finding things that never were, or building things that could not be. All came and tried and failed and disappeared.
the castle and the duke grew a little colder. And Sarah Linda grew a little older. She was nearly 21 the day a prince, disguised as a minstrel, arrived. He called himself Xingu, which was dangerous since her name began with X. He was a thing of shreds and patterns, singing for pennies. But Xingu was the son of a powerful king. He yearned to find in a far-off land the maiden of his dreams. So off he set, singing as he went, learning the life of the lowly. One night he came to the town below the duke's castle.